بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تلفيذ اشعار وفي عارف بالله حضرت اقدس حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is يا صبح مدينه يا شام مدينه.
يا صبح مدينه يا شام مدينه مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. بلا جان کیا جان مینائے عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. بلا جان کیا جان مینائے عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی چھپائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ, سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ, یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ, ہو زاد اختر غم جو جرا سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ, ہو زاد اختر غم جو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ, یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Habib Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Dora Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu, Hazrat is teaching us how to complete our Iman. In another poem Hazrat mentioned so beautifully, Shor Shat Tawheed Kamil Yahi Hai Ke Tera Ishq Kalb O Jaan Mein Ho. That the condition of complete Tawheed, a person can only have complete Iman if he has the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his heart and every drop of blood of his in his body. And how to learn the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Thus we can't learn from kitabs, we can't learn from just bayans, we have to learn from the man of Allah who's got the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Ya Hazrat is teaching us that Allahu Akbar, everything that was connected and associated to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who Allahu Akbar, Allah Rabbul Izzat has got the greatest love for Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala also tells Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَإِنَّكَ أَبِعَيُنِنَا, that you are all the time in our eyes. In other words, all the time, every movement of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala is watching. What great love and kindness. So we have to learn to gain this love. And Hazrat is teaching us that when a person gets this love, and this love is developed, then he'll really appreciate every split second when Allah Ta'ala grants him the opportunity to be in the close proximity of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When that person just forgets coming to Madinah Sharif, you just hear the name of Madinah Sharif, then your iman starts building up, and your iman starts boiling. And this is the sign of Iman. Myself, I have to check and all. Hazrat says, Ya Subhe Madina, Ya Shame Madina. That person who gets the opportunity to come to Madina Sharif, and we cannot go there on our own. It's not our intellect, it's not our money, it's nothing. It's only the karam, the kindness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when a person comes there, then the morning of Madina Sharif, the outward atmosphere, Allahu Akbar, it's unexplainable. You can't explain the beautiful atmosphere of Madina Sharif. And on another very important aspect, as we learn from our honorable illustrious Sheikh, that the sky of Madina Sharif is so beautiful. But what makes it more beautiful? That from that angle Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at the sky. From that angle Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at the moon. So the sky also's value increased. The moon's also value increased. So when you look at the sky of Madina Sharif, just think that my Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at it from this angle. So how beautiful and how much nur that sky has got now. By the side of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam,
the sky got its noor. As a poet says so beautifully, that Ya Sahib al Jamal wa Ya Sayyid al Bashar. وَجْهِكَ الْكَرِيمِ لَكَدْ نَوَّرَ الْقَمَرِ That oh, that personality who is an embodiment of beauty. We can't explain the beauty of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like one Shaykh al-Hadith mentioned, that who could do more justice in explaining the beauty of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala. Because he himself saw Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he recited the poems in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all the other poets of the world could try and explain the beauty of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They couldn't match the poetry of Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu. So in any case, the poet briefly says here that actually the sun, the moon, all gets their nur from Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat is explaining when a person develops this love. Myself, if we don't develop this love and we go to Madinah Sharif, then Allah Ta'ala save us. That Zamana has come, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, people will go on a tour, Hajj tour, Umrah tour, and the three Haram tours, and we'll go and we'll come back, but we won't come with the wealth of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is, as Hazrat is explaining here, so when you get the opportunity, then you'll see the morning of Madinah Sharif is something different. One is the outward atmosphere, one is the Nuraniyat, Allahu Akbar. The presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nur that is emanating, if I can't feel it, then something spiritually wrong with me. Then I need great treatment and I have to go for treatment. And these are the majalis to go for treatment. Then we don't worry about what is happening around. People are involved in their own things. But you're able to feel the current of the nur of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the evening is another great enjoyable time to be when the sun is setting and the evening is coming. And what can be said when you're entering the masjid of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that current of the nur of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is even much more stronger. Hazrat says, Mubarak tujhe qiyam-e Madina. If you realize this, then it is very blessed for you to be present in Madina Sharif. Then you will be taking what you're supposed to get. That is, like we all look eager that I must go for the majlis. And fortunate are those people, Allah give me tawfiq, that we come with the right intention. That we come with the majlis to be in the company of the Ahlullah. And then with the nur that is in their heart, the taqwa, the love of Allah should penetrate my heart. Which can be a greater majlis than a majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our iman, that is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is alive. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present in Madina Sharif. So when we go there, we should have this yaqeen that I'm going in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like we ask our mashayikh for du'as, and that they make du'a for our islah. When we come to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this du'a also we should request from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, put your special tawajjuh on me, and make du'a that Allah makes my islah, etc. Then a person will realize even further, Hazrat says, Bala jaane kya jaam o meena e alam tera kayf e khush khuram e Madina. Then what can be said? The people of the world outwardly they can be enjoying their holidays, were in the taverns, in all the clubs, etc. They don't know and have an inkling of 1 minute of the enjoyment of Madina Sharif. And that enjoyment is when iman is in the heart. When the proper love of sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the heart. Otherwise it's just another holiday. I went now to Madina Sharif. Allah Ta'ala save us and give us tawfiq and understanding to realize and appreciate the great opportunity to be in Madina Sharif. Then when a person just looks around Madina Sharif, Madina ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par ho madde nazar ihtiram Madina. A person should realize this is not an ordinary city. This is a very great Mubarak city. That the footsteps of the greatest personality, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you just learn the little history from the ulama around there, where, how far away from the masjid Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam treaded, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam made gust in those alleys, and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, you can't imagine. It's beyond our imagination. We walking with our shoes, etc., you get tired. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where were the trenches dug Where was Masjid and Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No food in their stomachs, in such condition. Yet there were such personalities. When the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in the heart, then the love of this world became cold. And in that enjoyment of obedience of Allah, the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum used to read, نَحْنُ الَّذِي بَايُوا مُحَمَّدًا عَلَى الْجِهَادِ مَا بَقِينَا أَبَدًا. That we have given our hands in the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we prepare to give our life for Allah and the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala teaches us here that to gain this, we have to have adab, we have to have respect. That in Medina Sharif particularly, we have to control our gazes, how we walk, etc., how we talk, and especially when we enter the Haram Sharif, then we should be more conscious. That I, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was looking at me and I'm just talking and laughing. Allah give me tawfiq. Then a person, when the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the heart, then just to hear the name of the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Medina, Medina, bara lutf deta hai naam-e Medina. To hear the name of the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so enjoyable. Then to read durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much more enjoyable it should be. A person should release and enjoy this. It's easy for me to talk, to listen is much more easier. Allah just give us the reality out of His kindness, extreme mercy, and the barakat of our honorable Shaykh and His majlis. Then Hazrat says, when you realize this reality of the greatness of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his beautiful lifestyle, then nigaahon mein sultaniyat hech hogi, jo paayega dil mein payam-e Medina. When the true message of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, was the message of abdiyat, to be a humble slave of Allah, when that penetrates the heart, then all pomp and glory, to be a king in the world, it will matter nothing to you. Then as we saw, the king of kings, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to love like an ordinary slave. And that is what we have to get from Medina Sharif. Tajalli abdiyat, that how to learn to become the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah used to give me my plate of food, I used to sit like a humble slave on the floor. And we see the great personality, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu. They ruled the world, but with extreme humbleness. So this reality has to come into me and all of us. And then a person will get peace and contentment in the heart. Hazrat says, Sukoon-e jaha tum kaha dhoondte ho? Sukoon-e jaha hai nizam-e Medina. Where are you looking for peace, happiness, comfort? In all different avenues, it lies in the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not just to be present in Medina Sharif, worse. If we present in Medina Sharif and we are unmindful of sunnah, we are unmindful of durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is even worse. Allah save me and all of us. And if a person is far away from Medina Sharif, but you got love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting durood, concern about the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then wherever you are in the world, you will have peace and contentment. Whatever the turmoil and all the fitnas can be spreading in the world, but if you connected to sunnah, most definitely you will have peace and comfort. And how to gain this, Hazrat finally teaches us, Ho azad akhtar ghame do jahate, jo ho jaye dil se ghulame Medina. Hazrat says that if you want to be free from all the clutches of both the world, all the depression of this world, and in the year after, if we haven't built our iman, then all the trials and tribulations, Allah save us, that we become the true slaves of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, the love of sunnah penetrates our heart, and we try our utmost best to practice it and pass it on throughout the world. Allah give us tawfiq.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Firstly, this mashallah, all the brothers who have come, it was a thought, we thought today that maybe 5 or 10 brothers of Azad will be here because of the conditions. We should make dua also for that. And there are many lessons that we have to learn from this also, all around, wherever in the world things like these are happening. And may it not just be that we are just on the social media and that is about the end all and be all, or that we just discussing it, but there are many lessons that we should take heed of and bring them into our lives. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. today, few things that seem to be commonly we are negligent about is dua. All this what is happening, each one of us ask ourselves, are we making dua for it? We generally, unfortunately, we just discussing it. Or that I have to send a message, or I have to check the messages, look at this, look at that, we discuss it, etc. But are we making dua for goodness, for protection at least? So that is the most important. So dua, we are perhaps, everyone check ourselves. We speak about ourselves, al-mar'u yaqisu ala nafsihi. We find ourselves very weak in duas. With regard to duas also, we find that a lot of problems are carrying on, all the differences amongst various groups and peoples, etc. And everyone who has got a different, is convinced I'm right, the other person is wrong, generally. Few perhaps will think possibly I'm wrong, he's right. But generally, we are all convinced I'm right, he's wrong. So if he is wrong, did we ever make dua for him? Or are we only criticizing him? And did we make dua for ourselves that, oh Allah, if I'm right, then keep me steadfast on the right thing. And if I'm wrong, then oh Allah, you correct me. I have to be corrected. But today that sort of conviction that I'm right, whatever we think, and the other person is wrong, whether I'm an alim, whether I'm an ordinary person, but they are much more greater ulama than us. There are people more learned, so we should find out. So we should make dua for the people. If we think somebody is not doing the right thing, did we make dua for the person? Or are we only criticizing him or running him down in our majlis? In that way, we are perhaps falling into bid'at, ghibat, etc., into other sins. And some terrible, very, very terrible sins perhaps we are falling into. So Allah give us tawfiq of ihtimam of dua. We do make dua, but usually we make dua, usually, for our material things. I'm ill, I make dua for Shifa. My wife is ill, make dua for her. Somebody else, or somebody has got other problem, some financial problem, some other problem, we make dua. Another thing which I find, and which Allah Ta'ala correct us all, that when that dua gets accepted, or Allah changes the condition, in His fazl and karam, then very little we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, which the Quran Sharif itself says that there are so many people when they've got a problem, then they crying to Allah, begging from Allah. When Allah removes it, then they carry on as though nothing happened also. So that shukr also is very important. If we go to somebody and we tell him, I've got this problem, I've got that problem, whatever it is, please help me, and he helps us. And then we don't even tell him one jazakallah. We don't even make a dua for him. What are we then? So, like that with Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the fa'ile haqiqi, the only doer of everything is only Allah Ta'ala. If somebody else came, Allah made a means for somebody to help us, it's through that means, but actually it is from Allah. Do we make shukr? And sometimes Allah helps us directly also, without any real asbab also or means. Person, your leg was paining terribly. Before you went for any treatment, it became better. Now you completely forgot. And then you were suffering with your leg for 6 months. And then afterwards, and you're complaining to everyone. And how beautifully also some great buzurg of ours said that when we complain to other people, then Allah says that I who can do everything, you can complain about me, because Allah is it. Sabr we have to have. Sabr is a very great thing. You can complain to people who can do nothing for you. I who can do everything, you complain about me to people who can do nothing. So we complaining, and then Allah makes us better. Now we got better. Somebody asks us, your leg, how's it? Now you start thinking, my leg, whatever. You completely forgot even you had a problem. Sometimes on your finger, sometimes here, sometimes there. Allah give us tawfiq to make shukr also. And then, alhamdulillah, the suffer of Haramain Sharifain. There are a lot of lessons for us to learn. And a person all the times learns that his islah is not made. And that our islah has to be made. At one stage a person might think, he might have got the idea, I really love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I really love Kaaba Sharif, Haram Sharif. But when we just, Allah puts it and you realize, then you realize, where am I in the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? I'm not really, I've got that audacity, be a sharmi and be a hayai, that I just come and stand there and I think I'm presenting great durood, etc. For example, when the umbrellas close or open, then we find that we are, our attention is there. Did we go to Madina Sharif to go and see umbrellas? But how it catches our attention. And now we find that perhaps you even take out your phone and you start videoing it. The umbrella. Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And here we're looking at umbrellas. How they're opening and how they're closing. Where are we? We are right in Masjid al-Nabawi. And then you realize no Islah of mine is made. Talking so much of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the great ihtiram, the great love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and here one umbrella caught your attention. Or somebody else, whatever they were doing, that caught your attention or something. There, Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali says, all the beautiful writing on the masjid, when we're going for salatu wasalam, and how the ceiling also, how it is decorated, all what Islamic writings, ayats of Quran Sharif, names of Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we say your attention should not be there. We should just be looking down and modestly, we should be proceeding forward. But what catches our attention? So if we are right by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, explained that the one king of Afghanistan, anyway, Mahmud Ghaznavi, one of his ministers, at one time while sitting in his majlis, he was fixing his button up, and he became very angry on him. He said, why are you in my majlis? Your mind went to your button. You have to be concentrating what I'm talking, and you are sitting in my majlis, and you worried of your button. And there, what and what aren't we worried about? And our thoughts, I must do this, I must go and buy that, I must go there, and we are right in Masjid al-Nabawi. One other important point that comes to mind also, and it seems that it might be a reality also, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that if Masjid al-Nabawi is extended right till Zul Hulayfa, where we put on our ihram, then that will be also part of Masjid al-Nabawi. And the words went just like that. Perhaps the time will have the expansion that is happening, no matter what facilities they're making, it just can't contain the people. And that is again another thing, that how the people are coming, from what parts of the world, from what cross section of this, what love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where and where, who, and in the countries, if we just think a little bit, not only from the cities, from which village, from where in the jungle, and how the people, what and what they travel, just to be by Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam, just to be by the Kaaba Sharif. What love, and what is that? The sadqa of Nabi alayhi salat, and his sacrifice for deen, and how Nabi alayhi salat sallallahu alayhi wasallam sacrificed. Nabuwat period 23 years, but even before Nabuwat, what was the character, the sublime pure character of Nabi alayhi salat wasallam, by which he won the world over. And if really we don't, people don't have that jealousy or that pride, everyone will become a die-hard for Nabi Ali. His life was such. That's one beautiful poem. The poet says that if you don't become the sand under the feet of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then sand will be on your head. In other words, you will face all humiliation and all destruction. Yeah, you just have to submit totally. And Allah give us that for every sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we don't worry what this scientist told, what that professor told, or what the world says. Maulana Ali Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that if the whole world gets together and decides on one point, a mu'min is that person that he won't waver in the slightest bit of any command of deen. Deen, he must have that complete conviction. It's from Allah Ta'ala, the only authority in the world. And it has come to Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the king of the two worlds. And there is absolutely no doubt in it. History bears testimony to that. the lives of all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, how for one sunnah they wouldn't change one thing in their lives. But today our condition, my condition, just one little worry, one little problem, and we discard, our namaz is discarded, our clothes are discarded. How many of us voluntarily, perhaps now holiday period, we went for holidays, our clothes changed. Whereas for the sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person must give his life. And then again the thought just came, Allah Pak make us lot of maaf. We're sitting in the haram of Makkah, and at night, after Maghrib most probably it might have been, and the work carries on all the time, still the work is carrying on, and one crane was moving, and that caught my attention. Then Alhamdulillah, Allah put you came to see cranes here, or Kaaba Sharif is here, and just looking at the Kaaba, what great reward. And here now, the cranes are moving, that caught your attention. Sometimes we start counting the cranes, how many cranes around there, and how they working. But we came for Kaaba Sharif. And when to look at the Kaaba is ibadat. So we realize our Islah is still very far. And as our Buzurgs write and tell us and teach us, still more a person must be concerned about his Islah. And if he's not concerned, and he becomes complacent, and he feels that I'm all right now, then there is total destruction for this. So may Allah give us that all the time we have that concern. And in fact, our Buzurgs write that if Allah gave a person to be in the position of giving waaz, etc., making, so to say, Islah, but your own Islah has to be done first. You worry about your own, but even then, at least twice a day they write. Otherwise, even once a day, you must take out time where you contemplate on your own condition. My weaknesses, my gunas, etc. Some zikr, some dua. But we find we are very negligent in this. Our zikr easy is just how it slips us, that we just become unmindful of our zikr. Sometimes our zikr, we don't complete it also. And Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, almost every spiritual bimari, illness, spiritual illness, he said the answer of it is the zikr of Allah. Allah's name is so pure that it will purify you. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, so many mashayikh made the complete islah of the murid only with Subhanallah. And Hazrat used to prescribe for ladies who become bayan, 300 times a day Subhanallah. So by Subhanallah, when you say, and if we say it with the understanding that, oh Allah, you are pure. There is no weakness. Fault is the adabi to say. There is no weakness in you. You never get a flea fever. You never feel tired. No old age. No sleep overtakes you. You are pure. And when a person says Subhanallah, with this realization, I am full of fault. I am the one with all the faults in me. I am the worst. You are the greatest. You are the purest. And Allah Ta'ala says, whether you say it or not, I am the purest. I am the most beautiful, the most perfect. By you saying it, I will purify you now. So how easy, isn't it? So for ladies, Hazrat used to prescribe just 300 times Subhanallah. That was the only zikr. And on that Allah says He will make your Islah. Alhamdulillah, Allah is pure. Allah is pure, whether we say it or not. But by we saying it, Allah will now put qualities of praise in us. And that qualities of praise are not for our sake, for the sake of deen. Like Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's Allah, his qualities of praise, what are they? We cannot understand. Where Nabi, when Allah declares, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim, oh Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, you are on the very pedestal of the greatest akhlaq. Whatever akhlaq there is only by Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. As though, in our terms or words, that Allah gave the franchise of akhlaq to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu. Whoever wants akhlaq will have to go to the threshold and the doorstep of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam.
That is the only akhlaq, and that is the true akhlaq. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed that. So we have to also, that akhlaq of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have to get that also. Maulana Ali Miyatab Rahmatullah Ali says that where we are Muslims, so we are followers of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, and by reading Kalima we become Muslims, Alhamdulillah. May Allah accept our Iman, and may Allah Ta'ala take us with this Iman, raise us with this Iman. And the life of that life is not easy also. We Allah make our Iman strong. But together with just that we have submitted, we have also inherited that we became Muslims, the akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How much of that akhlaq have we got in us? How much of that, how do we treat our wives? How do we treat our neighbors? How do we treat our guests, etc.? All these things. So that also is very, very important, that akhlaq of Nabi Alaihi Salatu Wasalam, we have to make an effort to bring it into us also. We see also, mashallah, in both of the harams, that 24 hours how Allah's ibadat is carried on. And of course, the day of Jummah is the day of Jummah, when the Arabs also from all around, they come there and to spend the Thursday night, Friday's day, and the ibadat which is carrying on. Perhaps there isn't anywhere in the world where ibadat like this carries on. And you see everyone busy. The haram of Makkah and the people in Makkah are always much more. Medina's haram sharif is much smaller than the haram of Makkah, and the whole haram is full. And long before namaz time, how people have to go early to secure a place. And then you just see everyone, somebody in tilawat, somebody in zikr, somebody standing and making dua for so long, how you feel ashamed of yourself. This person just standing, how long rakats, how long sajdas the people are making. What beauty Allah has given, and that environment, just all that, just to be present there, and just to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. That Allah, I'm not worthy of it in the least, but I'm drowning in sin, I'm drowned in sin, and you brought me here, and in this environment, and you see all those people, what a place Allah has given the Muslims, and what desire, and what, Allahu Akbar. We see, for the people coming to the Haram Sharif for making Umrah, and many, the majority of the people are staying far from the Haram. It's only we South Africans that we have to be right near the Haram perhaps, or other people also, but other people are staying so far, and they're coming walking. By the time they reach the Haram Sharif, amount of walking they've done is like 4 Umrahs perhaps, with the Tawaf, with the Safa or Marwa. But when they come there, still that whole enthusiasm. We just walk that little bit, and now our feet are too soft. Now we just hardly did anything, and we like making ihsan on Allah Ta'ala. It is said that Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam one time made ibadat of Allah Ta'ala by the seaside or riverside for 1 year. After 1 year continuous ibadat, he said, Ya Allah, my back is paining for this 1 year's ibadat. A frog who was there, the frog said, 1 year's ibadat you making, and you showing ihsan on Allah, you did a favor to Allah, you made this ibadat. I'm making ibadat for 30 years here. And ajib, that every makhluk, creation of Allah, is making ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Oh, ajib, ulama have written that ant that said that, la yahtimannakum Sulaymanu junuduhu. Ya ayyuhan naml udkhulu masakinakum. That, oh, ants, that it must not happen that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam comes with his army and they will trample you all to death. That is in the Quran Sharif. And we can't have the least bit of doubt in that. That ant spoke that. And that ant spoke on behalf of his whole community, all his people, all the other ants. He said, quickly enter, Sulaiman alayhi salam is coming with his army, and they might trample you. When Sulaiman alayhi salam, this was brought to him, he knew the language of all the creation Allah had given him. He summoned that ant to come to him. And he told that ant, what did you say? The ant said, I said this. He said that, do you think that I would trample you? We know you're right. And today, Allah save us, one jamaat that went to Palestine, a lot of mosquitoes. And then they were killing the mosquitoes. The local people said, how can you kill the mosquitoes? The mosquitoes don't trouble them. We one mosquito, hardly a mosquito, but we have to spray the doom. Otherwise, my whole night I won't be able to sleep. One mosquito doesn't make us sleep at night. One great alim visited us at one time, and he said that, oh, you people, that one fly that makes you dance in your namaz. Just because the fly is here, now we're going this way, that way. What have we got it at? What is namaz? Rosai Mubarak, Kaaba, and Allah Ta'ala. We are standing in front of Allah, But how we dancing, playing with our clothes, this, that, we are playing, and all the time, what concentration? Whereas, what was Salat supposed to be? Allah Ta'ala. Then that lengthy discussion about that. So every creation of Allah is engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Even things that we regard as lifeless. Stones, falling rocks. We drive around and we see a notice, beware of falling rocks. They are not falling just like that. They are falling in the fear of Allah Ta'ala also. Those things also have got life in them. Water is making the zikr of Allah. Everything that we that were supposed to make the zikr of Allah consciously that Allah gave us. And Allah wants zikran kathira, in abundance. Ask ourselves, what is the condition of our formal zikr that we have to make? Our 100 times la ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah. Where are we with that zikr also? And then the zikr means zikr to remember, not just to repeat. Do we remember Allah Ta'ala? So Allah Ta'ala opened these things to us and let us make our islah. And as long as we are on the path, inshallah, when maut will come and we were making effort in this direction, Allah will take us as, and we had our intention to become perfect. Perfect is where are we, and when we see our buzurgs and we read their life stories and what efforts they made, where are we? We feel so ashamed. And we take their names with great reverence as though we are really their ardent lovers and we follow them in everything. But in actual fact, where are we and where are they? So all this year, this is our islah. So our Islahi Jalsa also is coming, and each one of us need this all the time. And if we really are concerned of our Islah in the true sense, then we will make effort, and we make effort on others with the niyat that my Islah must be made. That my Islah must be made. So what does Islahi our Jalsa coming? That we all see how much effort that are we going to make. How much are we going to invite and call people? Are we going to be present also? And present also, how much are we going to be present? And will we only bodily be present? Or will we be with our mind and soul be present also? Are we going to be present just to be present? Or are we going to make some intentions that some change comes in our lives? Okay? And this is the legacy of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where he left knowledge also on one side. And what knowledge? The absolute knowledge. The final word in knowledge, the Quran Pak, and which has been preserved 1400 years as it was given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we that only ummah on the one side, that our kitab we have got, which is the actual kitab which Allah sent. And Allah has taken the promise of looking after, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We will look after the Quran Sharif. And in the same way, we are the only ummah that we know exactly where our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is. And to go and visit our Nabi, which should be really a burning desire in us. And we should go with that spirit and with that desire that we are there to go and visit and read salatu wasalam on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Also see, according to what Sheikh Sudeh said on the one night, and the people generally saying it there, that the Imam's position from the front has been moved to the back. And the reason for that is because the number of people want to make salam. And really after a faraz namaz, after any faraz namaz, that whole section is like a wave that is moving. And they like that also, they don't want you to read more, only as-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. They say only say as-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. And that is all a different thing. But when you're in that crowd at that time, there is no time to say anything more. the way that whole place is filled and people are just moving all the time. All the great lovers of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We see with the tawaf also, only the people in ihram are allowed near the mataf by the Kaaba Sharif, while the others, that whole, and that top section is like now the bottom section. How full it is. It isn't so empty. And 1.25 hours or so, people who measured it, they say it's 4 kilometers. But everyone, a blind person is also making tawaf. A person whose feet have been cut, he's just got stubs, he's also making tawaf. In the mataf, that person who is on his fours, and he's just on that plank thing little, and he's moving there, he's also making tawaf. Everyone is making tawaf. What is the house of Allah? What attraction is outward? What attraction? And there's no way in the world that there is a place like this. The number of people and 24 hours there. Of course, late at night, there are much less. But they are all the time. And sometimes you think less, but the crowd just comes and it just moves. Safa, Marwa, Allahu Akbar. I don't know. From all my experience, I never saw such a crowd at Safa Marwa. Hey, what a crowd, there's so much of people, and groups of people, and everyone so enthusiastic, and so keen, with all their du'as, and all their ibadat, etc. So Allah Ta'ala put that love, and the main thing is, the etiquette and adab. Oh, madde nazar har qadam par ihtiram-e Madina. On every step, that this is where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala. And we, with our filth and our dirt, it's only Allah's karam that He allows us, that it allows us to take the name of Medina. Otherwise, who can show the respects of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Who can show the respects of Baytullah Sharif? And Allah has been so kind also that He gave us the Hatim, which is part of the Kaaba. And you are in the Kaaba when you are in the Hatim. And Allah gave us the Multazam. And Allah gave us Rawdatul Jannah in Madinatul Munawwara, and our Nabi, who is not in Jannah at this time, and who is here, and we have Allah gave us, so to say, free access to go to our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So with our Islahi Jalsa, we would like, inshallah, that by Yomul Ahad, Sunday, brothers come and would concrete that what they have covered already. And today there are many other ways, but we don't really rely on that ways, with messages, with phone, etc. But how much we will go and do ourselves personally. How many masjids we have covered, how many places we have gone to. So inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq, and this is all we seen by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah will reward accordingly. And if one person also gets hidayat, our full share is in there also. So Allah give us tawfiq. So inshallah, by Yomul Ahad, if brothers can come, that we have already covered these places, we are going to be covering these places, and by the time of the Islahi Jalsa, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3.5. Gee, by then, that we will be covering whatever our areas are. Put in this little effort for now, and inshallah the fruit will be very, very great. And we work in that direction. And with our little effort, we don't know from there, somebody, deen comes in their life, somebody becomes a hafiz, somebody becomes an alim, somebody goes for hajj, somebody goes for umrah, somebody goes in jamaat, all that share we will also get. And alhamdulillah, we see Allah by His kindness, He does this. And then we just, because we were that little, on the day of Qiyamah, we find and we read that there will be people who will say, oh Allah, I made so many hajj. My age was only so much. Even in my one lifetime, I couldn't make so many hajj. But so many hajj, you were the instrumental of that person's hajj. I was never a hafiz. I couldn't even read Quran Sharif properly. And so many hifz, the Quran, khatams are in my dama'i amal. I did them. You were instrumental. Just that little bit of effort. So this is an occasion that we all make some effort in this direction. When the Ijtima comes, we make effort in that direction. And all the time, wherever it is, we should be trying to make efforts in that direction. Together with that, a little bit, the holiday period, break period has passed, and all of us passed our time in different places, in different things. Let us look at it. Everything could have been made in ibadat with niyat. Okay. So if our niyat was correct, then even our going in Jamaat, our going in Umrah will be very great. But if our niyat was not correct, may Allah forgive us. And we must also make one dua to Allah Ta'ala. Just a little advice I feel that, Ya Allah, whatever tawfiq of amal you gave me till today, and my family, whoever, no matter how bad our niyats were, you are very kind. You accept very, very greatly. And for how many people whose amal, whose niyats were not good, Allah will forgive them. Oh Allah, you for accept. My amal was so weak, it was so bad, but oh Allah, you are kareem, you are haleem, you are ajwadul, the most gracious and the most kind, the sahibi jood wa karam, you please accept it from us. So our niyat, and now also we can make tawbah, istighfar. Allah is very kareem. In fact, for how many amal, Allah, it comes in the riwayat, that when we do the amal, tilawat of Quran, our reading is not that right, but we are conscious of, I must try and read correctly, and we work towards it, Allah appoints an angel, a farishta, to correct our reading and then present it to Allah Ta'ala. So who can be more kind than Allah? How kareem, how raheem is not Allah Ta'ala? So our niyat, that if our niyats were not correct, beg of Allah that, Ya Allah, you forgive us, but please accept from us. Then our amal, whatever we went for, we perhaps went for a holiday, but if our niyat was correct in that, that can also become an ibadat, but it must be within the limits of deen and sharia, all that. If we were just at home, that also could have become a great ibadat. So with the niyat and with the amal also, Allah Ta'ala bless us and make and accept all our, and with this, looking back now, let us see how I can improve myself for the future. Let us not just go at one level all the time, or we're going lower and we're not realizing it also. We try and improve ourselves, that when the time of maut comes, then it becomes an occasion of great joy and happiness. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with that. And that we become conscious of all our things that we do, where we are, our environments that we are in. Today is a very, very difficult time. And especially now, really just for our iman, to protect our iman. And if we think, my beautiful, wonderful little child of 5 years, in 50 years time, what will be their condition at that time? We know what is happening around the world, everywhere, and no place is safe anymore. No place is that before it was this place could have been safe, there it was not like this. Today, with all, the world has become like one small village, and everything is everywhere. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, protect our progeny, and that is also what we are going to put into our children. What we are going to be, then our children, inshallah, will be that also. Otherwise, everyone has got great, great fear that what is going to happen in the with our children, our grandchildren, etc. What is going to happen in the world? So, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We work towards the Islahi Jalsa and try and prepare and go out as much as we can and give some solid reports for Yawm al-Ahad is Sunday, and also such that encourages other people. No, we mustn't give reports that discourages, that I also didn't manage anything. Another one said, then everyone will go flat. That we do something and we encourage other brothers also. This also, and in this way we will build up our enthusiasm also, and then inshallah we all will benefit. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.